Caroline, Willie, D-Maze, 102.5, 106.3, The Game in the Game Nashville app. We're live out here at Ford Ice Center in Bellevue for the Predators' first day of training camp. But the Titans are hitting the road this weekend, taking on the Cleveland Browns. And to join us to break it all down is Zach Jackson. He covers the Browns for The Athletic. Zach, appreciate you for joining us. And one thing that we were just breaking down is the fact that Deshaun Watson in a Browns uniform has not looked like the beginning of Deshaun Watson's career. What's going wrong with Deshaun?
Well, I don't think he's seeing the field. And if he is, he doesn't trust what he sees. So, you know, we've seen glimpses of the talent. And I think up here in Cleveland, you know, we didn't see it all the time like you guys did in Nashville. But, you know, he was a big-time producer, and he was a freelancer, and he was a playmaker. And here he's a guy who takes many sacks, who came with all this baggage, who's really made it awkward for the franchise for a year and a half, and the payoff has been none so far. So the fans are worried. Some are panicked and some are angry. Deshaun just, you know, we interviewed him in the locker room a couple of hours ago. He says it'll come. But, you know, this was supposed to be the year. The suspension was out of the way. There was a full offseason. They supposedly upgraded the receiving corps. He got to play those last six games last year, and he really did play some of his best drives and best halves. He never put four quarters together late last year. So I kind of expected better too, and then, you know, thought maybe eventually we'd see. But we've seen just as bad, as if not worse. So to answer your questions from this ramble, it's been a lot of things, but not many of them positive.
No Jack Conklin, no Nick Chubb, losing both of them to injury. What does that mean for Deshaun and his workload?
Yeah, I mean, Nick Chubb was such a get-out-of-jail-free card. You know, I know this won't be a popular opinion in Nashville, but I think he was the best running back in the league. And it's not worth arguing if he wasn't, but so many two-yard Nick Chubb runs turned into four or six or 12. He wore defenses down. He's the ultimate low-maintenance superstar, and you could build an offense around him, even when you were trying to do what the Browns are trying to do, which is open things up and feature Watson. So, you know, the rookie right tackle, DeJuan Jones, played okay last week. Played pretty well considering he's against T.J. Watt. It's the left tackle, Jedrick Wills, who's been the problem. So every layer of the passing game for the Browns right now has a problem. And, you know, that's the timing, that's the blocking, that's the communication. And so to lose arguably the league's best running back while you're trying to figure things out, it's trouble. I think this game could easily be 13-10 on Sunday.
Now, do you think that because when Nick Chubb goes out, Zach, they still continue to run the football with Ford? And I think Ford's a good running back. He's not Nick Chubb, and not many is Nick Chubb. But they continue to stick with the run game. They were successful at moments in the run game. But do you think they stick with it now that they have to put together a game plan knowing that they won't have Chubb?
Yeah, I think they have to, and I think they, you know, they're encouraged by Jerome Ford. They said all the right things about him last year and how much they liked him. He just didn't play. He was forced. He was behind D'Ernest Johnson, who's now in Jacksonville, and Kareem Hunt, who's now back because it's an emergency. But, you know, it's not going to be, like you just said, what Nick Chubb was, which was those power runs that he can just extend and move the chains and give everybody a break. So it's going to be some more outside stuff. I think it's going to be a little more throwing to the running back by design. But they have to run the ball, because where they've gotten themselves in trouble is when they have to be in that drop back pass mode. And, you know, they need that for the mystery for a lot of things. They want Watson to run too, but if they can do it and they need to do it, it'll open everything else up.
Now, we know this is the number one ranked defense in the National Football League, but can they continue to carry this Brown team as they start to try to figure life out, life without Nick Chubb out?
Yeah, now this defense can't possibly be as good as it's been, right, because the numbers are outrageous, and the time of possession has been super lopsided for different reasons in these games. But it's a really nasty defense, and it's a combination of Jim Schwartz coming, cleaning up the fundamentals, and implementing a scheme that fits the talent on hand. And really, they've played two quarterbacks that were in tough spots. You know, Joe Burrow clearly with no timing and not at 100%. And then Kenny Pickett, who was just overmatched last week. And he did hit the big one to George Pickens, and it was a rare bust. So, you know, the Browns have to get something out of their offense. And this, you know, opponents will see more from this defense. But when you talk about Myles Garrett and Za'Darius Smith fresh and locked in and flying off the edge, you know, arguably the top corner trio in the league with Martin Emerson, a rising star, and Denzel Ward, who's been doing it for a long time. And the way Grant Delpit has played in his contract year, yes, this is the best defense right now, and it is good enough to carry them to a certain point. Can it carry them to the playoffs or deep in the playoffs? No. But if there is another gear for Watson in this offense and it's just sputtering right now for whatever reason, then yes. You know, I think the Browns can have the kind of season that the Titans have had a couple times under Vrabel, right, where you win ugly by design, you're fortunate when you do it, and you just rely on your defense week in and week out. Now, what's the ceiling on that? I don't know. But even in just eight quarters, I've seen enough to say this defense is legit.
We're talking to Zach Jackson from The Athletic. We're talking Cleveland Browns as they get ready for the Titans this week. Zach, I'm curious, your first impression of Jim Schwartz, has he exceeded some expectations in your mind? Because it does look like it's a great fit right away.
Yeah, I think he's exceeded expectations because the numbers aren't just good, it's outrageously good, right? And, you know, one thing I liked, he didn't need this job. He's done it all in this league. He wanted this job. And he didn't come in and say, I'm going to reinvent anything. They went and got him Za'Darius Smith and Okoronkwo, and he said, I'm going to get the most out of Myles Garrett, right? So we've seen so much change here in Cleveland that a lot of times you just see a guy who has a name or has done all these things and likes to talk about how great he is. But it's been business with this group. And I think they have, you know, the guys I mentioned, I think they have some young guys who are hungry to prove themselves. And I think last year they thought they had the talent. They didn't get the people in the right places. You know, it was week two last year. They had that epic meltdown where they led the Jets by two scores inside the two-minute warning and didn't win. So, you know, I think some of it is just the natural bounce of the defense knowing that they're a little bit in the right places. But they've been so fast getting there. Now, I will say this. The way to beat them is to run right at them, which the Titans can do, you know, and use the misdirection, the screen game, the quick stuff, which I think the Titans want to do anyway, you know, rather than let it rip. So there's going to be a lot of punts and there's going to be a lot of negative plays in this game. So who can avoid the penalties, the crippling turnovers, and who can punt it best is going to win. The Browns are not going to come out and just flat out give up 28 points. They're not. They're going to come out and they're going to try to bring it, you know, to the Titans and put Tannehill in bad spots right away.
Yeah, a little throwback action. We completely agree with how we see this one. Zach, before we let you go, here's one where we don't know the answer. I don't know if anybody does, but we're kicking this around a lot of theories. But Jim Schwartz's familiarity with the Titans, you know, what they're doing defensively, what they've learned from him, and even maybe his understanding of the Titans' offense. What kind of factor do you think that is?
I think it's a factor, but I think each week there's some of that, right? I mean, Vrabel has seen Watson. You know, Vrabel has beaten the Browns. And then last time the Browns were in Nashville, Stefanski's offense sliced them up. Weren't the Browns up like 30 points at one point in that game? So, yeah, I do think it does matter to an extent. But I think there's so much familiarity and that most teams run the same stuff that it's not a huge factor. So the Browns' defense is a huge factor and can be the thing that makes this a tough game for Tennessee to win. But the Browns' offense is so bad right now. I mean, so bad based on just eight quarters. It's just September. I know that just an hour ago I had to turn in my game prediction and I'm staring at it going, I don't know. I'll pick 11 to 10 somebody because this is going to be ugly.
11, 10. Okay. Yeah. Well, the Titans were down 11-0 last week. So they can give up 11. We know that.
Yeah. I think that the old school football buffs are probably salivating over
this
matchup. Yeah. Yeah. The nouveau riche air raid isn't going to love it too much, but Zach Jackson,
maybe they should play at the old municipal stadium, you know, with the mud field, you know, Jim Brown and those guys,
leather helmets.
Yeah.
Zach Jackson, he covers the Browns for The Athletic. Zach, really appreciate you for stopping by. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
All right. Thank you.
All right, great. Appreciate Zach Jackson for stopping by. Coming up next, we will preview the Thursday night games, plus the best bets for 49ers Giants. Coming up on the other side, Caroline Willie, D. Mace. We are brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet.